Well, I have a diverse background. I have about a decade in medical research, AIDS and cancer research. As a matter of fact, the team that I worked with at the time was the first to take the picture of the AIDS virus that you saw in the front of People magazine. I was a part of that team. And so another decade or so in education, middle school, high school, university level, working stints with the U.S. Census and the U.S. Olympic Committee, and most recently as an alderman in the city of Frederick.
Tell me a little bit about what you bring to this ticket.
Do you know, what I found is that Ron George and I have a parallel background in that not only are we people who pay attention to the numbers, pay attention to the bottom line, but we also are folks who have served around the world helping less fortunate. And so the exciting thing about this ticket, I'm going to call us a different kind of Republican, folks that are not just paying attention to the numbers, but really caring about people.
Compassionate conservatives?
Should sure. I borrow that phrase? Well, you could.
Okay. Now, you've been on the Frederick, you've been an alderman in Frederick for how long?
4 years.
4 years.
And I've stepped out of that office as of a month and a half ago.
All right. I'll ask the same question that we asked Ron. What does it take for a Republican ticket to win? I mean, you know what the registration is like here in Maryland. You know how people vote in Maryland. You know the layout of the General Assembly here in Maryland. What will it take for a Republican to win?
Well, this is what I see. We look at Democrats and we look at Republicans and we say we're different. Frankly, we're not. People are people. People have the same desires no matter who they are, no matter where they come from. And when we join together with a common purpose and a common goal, amazing things can happen. And so I say that to say Ron has a real gift for reaching across the aisle, for working with Democrats and independents. And I, too, have a similar kind of support in the Frederick area in particular. But I look to building that across the state. This political environment is perfect. It's similar to what happened in 1994 or 2002, and so anything can happen.